Chapter 17. The Surgeon. Andrew searched and searched, and eventually he found a robot surgeon who was skillful enough to do the operation he wanted. A human surgeon would never have been able to perform such a difficult operation. Robot surgeons had their own specialized brains because their work was so specialized. Andrew went to meet the surgeon. He sat down in the chair he had been offered. The surgeon sat opposite him, behind the desk. There was a plaque on the desk with the surgeon's name and serial number, but Andrew didn't pay any attention to it. Andrew decided it would be enough to call him Doctor.
"When can you do the operation, Doctor?" Andrew asked.
The surgeon spoke to Andrew quietly, but with the respect that a robot always showed to a human.
"Sir, I am not sure I understand how or on whom I could do such an operation," he said.
"On me," replied Andrew.
"But that is not possible," said the robot surgeon. "If I do this operation, it will harm you. According to the first law of robotics, robots must not harm human beings."
"You must not harm a human," said Andrew calmly. "But I am a robot, just like you."
"But you look like a human," said the surgeon.
"Yes, and like a human, I order you to perform the operation on me," said Andrew. At that moment, Andrew looked so much like a man that the robot surgeon's second law circuits were activated. A robot must obey the orders given by a human being.
"Yes, sir," he replied. "I will do it."
And so Andrew had the operation he had always wanted. He slowly recovered after the operation, but he was very weak. He hadn't told Li Sing about the operation yet. Only the surgeon knew what he had done. But Andrew knew he couldn't keep it a secret for long. He had to tell Li Sing the truth. So 3 days later, Andrew went to Li Sing's office. He sat down immediately, hoping she wouldn't notice how weak he was.
"The world government will vote this week, and we are going to lose," Li Sing said. "That will be the end of it, Andrew."
"No, I think we will win," Andrew said. "I have done what is necessary."
Li Sing looked worried.
"What have you done, Andrew?" she asked.
"I could not tell you, or the people at Freeman and Martin before," said Andrew slowly. "I was sure you would stop me."
"Tell me what?" asked Li Sing impatiently. "What are you saying, Andrew?"
"I have had another operation," replied Andrew. "My last operation. Now my brain circuits are attached to organic nerves. The energy from my brain is slowly being consumed."
Li Sing was silent for a moment. Then she spoke slowly and quietly.
"Do you mean you've changed your brain to a human one, and now you will die, Andrew? You can't have. Have you forgotten the third law? A robot must protect its own existence. You can't have forgotten. You're a robot."
"No," said Andrew. "I have simply chosen between two deaths, the death of my body and the death of my desires. My desire to be human is greater than my desire to live forever. It has been my reason for existence all these years. I could not let that die."
Li Sing grabbed Andrew's arm as though she wanted to shake him, but she stopped herself.
"Andrew, it won't work," she said. "Change it back."
"It cannot be changed back," said Andrew. "Too much damage was done during the operation. I have about a year to live. I will last until the 200th anniversary of my construction. I will be 200 years old when I die. a bicentennial man.
It wasn't worth it, shouted Lee Sing. Andrew, you're an idiot.
If it makes me a human idiot, it will have been worth it, Andrew replied. If it does not, it will bring an end to my discontent, and that will be worth it too.
Then Lee Sing did something that surprised Andrew, and even herself. Quietly, she began to cry.